कृष्णवंश श्री रूपं सागर चातां सहगना रघुनाथं पितं धं सजीवं सावितं सावदूतं हरिजना सहितं कृष्ण चैतन्य देवं श्री राधा कृष्ण पात्रां सहगना ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबन्धु जगत्पते कोपेशारोपिता कांता राधा कांता नमोस्तुते सप्तकांक्षना गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वंशकल्पतरुभ्यश्च सिन्धुभ्येव च हरिधानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासति गौर भक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे।
Chaya chaya chaka matha sachidananda na ripu bhane kore Oh, विभुवने कोदेश All glories to Lord Jagannath, who has appeared as the son of Sachi Devi. All the three worlds offer prayers unto his lotus feet. In Nilachala he holds the conch shell disc, club and lotus flower, while in the town of Nadia he holds a sannyasi staff and water pot. It is said that in olden times, as Lord Ramchandra, he killed the demon Ravana. Then later, as Lord Krishna, he revealed the splendorously opulent pastimes of Goloka. Now he has come again as Lord Gauranga, the golden avatar, endowed with the ecstatic mood of Sri Radha, and has spread widely the chanting of the holy names Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Vasudev Ghosh says with folded hands, he who is Gaura is he who is Krishna, is he who is Jagannath. Vasugosh was an intimate associate of Lord Chaitanya, and he with his brothers were three of the principal kirtan singers in Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's kirtans here in Jagannath Puri. Vasugosh wrote another song. I'd like to just read the translation. Please listen carefully. If Lord Gauranga had not appeared as the Yuga avatar in this age of Kali, then what would have become of us? If Lord Gauranga had not appeared as the Yuga avatar in this age of Kali, then what would have become of us? How could we have tolerated living? Who in this universe would have ever learned about the topmost limits of loving mellows that comprise the glory of Sri Radha? Who would have had the power to render ecstatic devotional service that follows in the footsteps of the damsels of Braj? Indeed, the clever expertise of the Braja Gopis is a prerequisite for entering the supremely sweet forests of Vrindadevi. Oh, please sing again and again the glorious qualities of Lord Gauranga. Just try to keep your heart simple. Not even one person within this ocean of nescience has ever been such a magnanimous personality as he. Even though I chant the holy name of Lord Gauranga, somehow I still have not melted in ecstasy. How then have I maintained the burden of this body? How has the Creator fashioned this body with a stone in place of Vasugosha's heart? If Lord Gauranga had not appeared as the Yuga Avatar in this age of Kali, then what would have become of us? I'm so grateful to be with all of you again this evening. Tonight is the conclusion of our Pandal pastimes here in Puri. Tomorrow we will all celebrate together Shivratri Yatra. This song by Vasu Ghosh is an expression of his profound gratitude for the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Our Sampradaya Acharya Sri Rupa Goswami prayed, Namo Mahabhadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namane Gaura Dvishe Namaha. He's offering obeisances to Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, who is the most munificent, most merciful, most magnanimous of all incarnations. He's given what no one else has ever given so easily. Entrance into the pastimes of the love of Vrindavan. Narottam Das Thakur prayed, Brajendra Nandana Je Sachi Shuddha Hoilo Se Balarama Hoilo Nidhar Dinahina Yatha Chilo Hari Nama Udhari Lo Thara Sakshi Jagai Madhai. That Supreme Personality of Godhead, the son of Nanda Maharaj, has appeared as the son of Sachi. And Sri Balaramji, the original guru of all gurus, the first expansion and intimate associate of Krishna in the spiritual world, has appeared as Nityananda Prabhu. And they have come with the prime benediction for all humanity, the holy names. And they have showed how the holy name of the Lord can elevate even the most wicked and fallen persons to the highest platform of ecstatic love. And the testimony to this was the deliverance of Jagai and Madhai. In 1922, on a rooftop in Calcutta, Srila Prabhupada first met his beloved Guru Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada. And he was given an instruction. You should take the message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and spread it throughout the world in the English language. Srila Prabhupada took that message as his life and soul. While he was living in Vrindavan at Radha Damodar Temple, he began his translations and commentaries of the Srimad Bhagavatam. The crest jewel, the essence, the cream of all the Vedas. And Srila Prabhupada began with a summary of the life of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was the very personification of Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam is the spotless Purana which culminates in the supreme sweetness of Radha's love for Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Narayana, is Krishna who has appeared with the love of Sri Radha in his heart, and he's come to give that love to the world through the Sankirtan movement. Srila Prabhupada explains to us there that by understanding the life of Lord Chaitanya and his associates, we can actually gain entrance into the true spirit of Srimad Bhagavatam. Srila Prabhupada installed and encouraged the worship of Gaur Nitai on every continent of the earth. He circled the world approximately 12 times with Lord Chaitanya's message. And one of his most dear and important projects, the place that he proclaimed his international headquarters, is Sri Mayapur Dham. And from the very early 1970s, he expressed his desire to have a wonderful temple in Sri Mayapur. You see, Srila Prabhupada traveled the world spreading the message of Lord Chaitanya, and he wanted such a temple in Mayapur, then the whole world would come to Sri Mayapur Dham to receive his blessings, Lord Chaitanya's blessings. Our Radha Jivan Prabhu has just given this very heartfelt presentation, appealing to all the devotees to open our hearts to receive the blessing, the opportunity, in a very, very intimate way, to participate in fulfilling this dream of Srila Prabhupada. It was a dream of Bhaktivinoda Thakur that people from all over the world would come to Mayapur to understand the glories of the whole of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and to raise their arms and chant the holy names. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he established over 64 mats throughout India. Sri Mayapur Dham was the focus, it was the center, it was the world capital of spirituality, he proclaimed. And Srila Prabhupada, in that spirit, on an order of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, invited devotees from all over the world to enter Lord Chaitanya's movement. Basu Ghosh here, he's appealing to us, just try to keep your heart simple. This is the nature of Vrindavan. This is the nature of bhakti. In fact, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur has written, and Srila Prabhupada cites it, that the first qualification to be a Vaishnava is simplicity. To have a simple heart. That means a heart without ulterior motives. without a selfish agenda. A simple desire simply to please Krishna. And Krishna is pleased by simple things. Patram pushpam palam toyam yome bhakta prayachita. Krishna says, with a simple heart of devotion, offer me a fruit, a flower, a leaf, or even a little water, and I will accept it. In relation to today's presentation, offer with a simple heart, with devotion, a single brick for Srila Prabhupada's temple of Vedic Planetarium, Radha Madhava's temple in Mayapur. It's not that necessarily the whole world will glorify you for that brick. But we know the story. Hanuman, he was lifting mountains. Ambarish Prabhu is like Hanuman in that regard. But Lord Ramchandra was happy even with the little spider who was pushing grains of sand. And in the same way, even a little grain of a brick, if it's offered with sincere devotion, Lord Chaitanya doesn't want our money. He wants our love. He's Bhaktavatsa. But Srila Prabhupada, he planned this wonderful project as an opportunity for all of us to offer our love in a very special, intimate way, understanding how important it was for him. Of course, if he can offer 2 bricks or 3 bricks, or 1,000 bricks, or 1,000,000 bricks, that's all the better. The idea is that we really sincerely understand the value of Lord Chaitanya's mercy in this world, and understand the value of why Srila Prabhupada wanted to spread the holy name all over the world, and why he wanted to invite the world to Sri Mayapur to experience Lord Chaitanya's grace in such a special way. My humble request is, I'm not a fundraiser. I haven't had a bank account since 1969. Haven't signed a check since 1969. And even that was about $2, I think. But this is an appeal for our devotion, for the sincerity of our gratitude, and an expression of that gratitude. Srila Prabhupada also, he brought Ratha Yatra to the whole world. In the spirit of his guru's instruction, this was such an important part of Lord Chaitanya's message. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita describes when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Puri on the request of his mother Sachi Devi, after he traveled through South India into Vrindavan, he invited his devotees every year to come to celebrate the Ratha Yatra. It was such an important part of his mission, because Ratha Yatra actually encompasses every aspect of bhakti, as Lord Chaitanya was giving. From the simplest basic principles to the highest, most profound, confidential, intimate secrets, they are all included within the Ratha Yatra ceremony. When Srila Prabhupada was a little boy, as was explained in an earlier talk here, he had the timetable of all the trains coming to Jagannath Puri. And he was very eager to come. And on a regular basis, he would see, oh, now a train is going to Puri. Now another train is going to Puri. He was feeling, even as a child, this vipralamba, this separation from Lord Jagannath and Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's leelas here. And when he was just a little child, he brought Puri to Calcutta. He asked his father and mother to get him a chariot for Jagannath. They were not rich people. They went to a carpenter. They saw a chariot. It was very costly. His father just couldn't afford it, and Abhay was so sad. And then this lady saw how sad little Abhay was. He was only a child, 5, 6 years old, something like that. And she said, oh, I have a chariot. I will give it to you. And Srila Prabhupada, he painted it, and he got his friends to help paint it, and he and his friends and his got his parents and the neighbors to put a nice dome on it and a chakra. And he went around to the neighbors and told them to cook for Jagannath's offerings. And in this way, every year he would have these near the Radha Govinda temple, Rathayatras. And in 1967, in San Francisco, he established Rathayatra on the streets of America. It was the external manifestation of the internal love and compassion of his heart. In the Rathayatra, there is the opportunity for the people in general to associate with devotees. And also the opportunity for devotees from all different places to come together to serve unitedly and to associate with each other. It's an opportunity for devotees to chant, to dance, to take prasad together, and also to share with the world, with people who may never ever come to our temples, to hear the holy name, to see the Sankirtan of Mahaprabhu, to see the beautiful darshan of Jagannath, to take prasad, to receive transcendental literatures. Just like Lord Chaitanya would come out of the Jagannath temple every day to meet Haridas Thakur, Jagannath comes out to meet his devotees. Srila Prabhupada had Jagannath come out of the temples all over the world to give darshan, to give mercy to everyone and anyone who happened to be there. And even if they weren't there, the resounding chanting of the holy names, the darshan of Jagannath, was purifying the entire universe. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srila Prabhupada writes that Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is comparing the chariot of Jagannath in Puri to be as awesome as Mount Sumeru. And in Prabhupada's purport, he says, in 1973, we had Rathayatra in London, England, at Trafalgar Square. And in the newspaper, The Guardian, on the front page, it had a photograph of Jagannath's chariot, and it said, as a headline, that ISKCON's chariot is rivaling the Nelson Monument. Prabhupada was very happy about that. Because Lord Nelson, I think he was one of the people who kind of conquered India. And now Lord Jagannath is conquering Lord Nelson. In 1976, it was a glorious historical event. Srila Prabhupada arrived in New York City in 1965. He had no American currency, which means he had no money. He didn't know a single soul. He just came off 38 days on a cargo ship where he endured heart attacks. He was 70 years old. He went to Butler, Pennsylvania, then came back to New York and lived in the Bowery, struggling, requesting people in India to help him, but nobody helped in any significant way, because everyone thought it was impossible. In his diary, we read he would write down he spent 6 cents for potatoes. Where did he get 6 cents? Nobody knows. And now in 1976, thousands of devotees, beautiful chariots built by Jayananda Prabhu, his very dear, beloved disciple, who so much captured Srila Prabhupada's spirit of compassion. He was building the chariots of Jagannath for many years. And at this time, he was dying of cancer, leukemia, and whatever money he had for medicines, he was using to build the chariots, giving the guidance, the direction, the inspiration. Srila Prabhupada was so personally grateful that he gave an order that all Rathayatras throughout the world for all time in ISKCON should have Jayananda Prabhu's photograph displayed. 5th Avenue, the main street in New York City, one of the main cities in all the world. Gigantic chariots of Balaram, Subhadra, and Jagannath were being pulled as thousands of devotees were loudly chanting the holy names, and Prabhupada was sitting on Subhadra's chariot looking out at New York City, looking out at the world. So happy to see his Gurudev's mission being accomplished. And Srila Prabhupada was so humble. He gave all credit to his disciples and grand disciples. But at intimate moments, he would tell us the truth. He gave all credit to others because that was the nature of his grateful, humble Vaishnava heart. But when he was asked, what was our qualification to receive all this mercy? He said, you had no qualification. He said, I made all your qualifications. And that is how we should feel. In Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srila Prabhupada writes the glorious story of how Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu celebrated Rathayatra with his devotees. And to prepare us for tomorrow, I would like to briefly summarize this wonderful pastime. What is the qualification to enter in to loving devotional service to Krishna? This is how the story begins. There was a king of the name Pratapa Rudra. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to South India, he approached Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and said, I heard a very glorious sannyasi has come to Puri and he's very much influenced your life. Can I have an interview with him? Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, that would be very difficult. It may be impossible. Because he's a sannyasi and he's very strict and he doesn't meet materialistically oriented people like kings. King Prataparudra said, why did you let this glorious sannyasi leave Puri? King Prataparudra said, he's the independent supreme personality of Godhead Krishna. Nobody could control him. Just by hearing that, because he had so much faith in Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, King Prataparudra immediately accepted Lord Chaitanya as Krishna himself. Because even though he was a king, he had such a simple heart. He was able to accept Lord Chaitanya with complete faith. And he begged Sarvabhauma, please allow me to meet him. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned from Puri, King Prataparudra already made every arrangement for Lord Chaitanya's accommodations. He made every arrangement for all the devotees who were about to come for their accommodations. He was serving with everything he had and more. But when Sarvabhauma asked Lord Chaitanya, Niskinchanasya Bhagavad Bhajano Mukasya, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, for one who is trying to cross over this ocean of material existence in the renounced order of life, to associate with materialistic people like this is worse than drinking poison willingly. King Prataparudra actually decided, if I cannot be accepted by Lord Chaitanya and receive his mercy, what is the purpose of my life? Who cares about my throne and my palace and all of my followings and all of my wealth and treasuries? I will give up my life. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, the Lord will certainly meet you because of your sincerity, because of your dedication. He will certainly give his mercy to you. Sometime later, the king sent a letter to Sarvabhauma and said, if I can't receive his mercy being a king, then I will become a beggar for the rest of my life. Nityananda Prabhu and all the devotees, they felt so much compassion that they even approached Lord Chaitanya. And there were all sorts of little gestures to pacify the king. They gave him a cloth of Lord Chaitanya. Later they brought his son to meet Lord Chaitanya. But at one point, Ramananda Rai told Lord Chaitanya how King Prataparudra gave him retirement with a full pension just to be with Lord Chaitanya. And Lord Chaitanya said, because this king has pleased you, Krishna will certainly bless him. And he quoted from the Adi Purana, where Krishna says, one who is a devotee of my devotee is more dear to me than my own devotee. And Srila Prabhupada explains, when he approached the Lord directly, he was rejected. But when he pleased a Vaishnava, the Lord's heart softened. 15 days after the Snan Yatra comes the Rath Yatra. We described this morning how the day before Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with all his devotees cleaned the Gundicha temple. And now I will begin the narration of what we will celebrate tomorrow. With your permission. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees,
they rose early in the morning, they took their baths, and they came to the Singhadwaram, the main gate of Jagannath's temple, where the Pahandi, or the Pandu Vijay, was about to take place. The servants of Jagannath were playing gongs, and drums, big celebration. And Kaviraj Goswami explains the dayatas, the personal servants of Jagannath, were carrying him, Balaram, Subhadra, and Sudarshan. They had a big, thick silk rope around the body of the deities. And there were so many, because you will see tomorrow, Jagannath is really the Lord of the universe. There's dozens of men, quite giant, some of them, and they're all struggling to try to somehow or other lift. They're all over Jagannath, different places, and they're with the ropes and with their arms. And in those days, they had these big pillows called tulis that were made out of silk, and they would lift Jagannath and put it down on a pillow, and then pick him up and put him on another pillow, and sometimes the weight of Jagannath would rip the pillow and the cotton would go into the air. It's worth mentioning because Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami puts it in Chaitanya Charitamrita. And when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw Jagannath with folded palms, he cried out, Manima, Manima. In Odisha, that is a way of expressing honor and respect to a great personality. It was at this time when Jagannath, Baladev, and Subhadra were placed upon their chariots that the king of Puri, Prataparudra, he came with a broom that had a golden handle and swept before Jagannath. According to Chaitanya Charitamrita, he swept the road before the chariot. Ishvara Sarva Bhutanam Hridayesha Janatishtit. Krishna does not see, Srila Prabhupada writes, everything that we do. From within our heart, he sees the intent, the purpose in which we do it. That is bhakti. Of course, if we have the intent, then we'll do something. It's not that we just sit, I have intent. Srila Prabhupada had the intent to serve his Guru Maharaj, and what did he do? He was 70 years old, even 80 years old, and thousands of his teenage and 20-year-old disciples all together could not keep up with him. His intent was pure, and his actions manifested that intent. So Krishna sees what we do and the intent of why we do it. Now, I'm not going to pass any judgments, but sometimes politicians, because they want to get votes, they'll come out and sweep the street in front of the chariot. But other politicians, they're genuinely, sincerely devotees of Jagannath. Whatever reason, they're doing either a jata subriti or direct devotional service. But Krishna sees the heart. King Prataparudra, honestly, earnestly, from the core of his heart, only identified himself with being the menial servant of the servant of the servant of Jagannath. And this was the spirit in which he was sweeping the road and the chariot itself.
When Lord Chaitanya saw that, his heart melted.
A king with such power, with such prestige, with such wealth, but he's feeling himself to be the menial, humble servant. And he's not identifying with any other designation.
Mahaprabhu decided then, I will give this king my complete mercy. The devotees then began to pull the ropes of the chariot. You'll see tomorrow, these ropes, they're about a city block long, each of them. And there's four inches thick for each chariot. There's thousands and thousands of people pulling each chariot, and thousands more trying to get even a little molecular part of the rope to touch so that they could get some credit for pulling it. Puri is a very enthusiastic place during the day. So enthusiastic that please be careful. As Jagannath was moving along the road, he was looking at both sides of the grand road, and he saw the white sand on both sides to be the banks of the Yamuna River. And he was seeing the various gardens on either side of the roads as the beautiful sweet forests of Vrindavan. The chariot stopped. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally, with his own loving hands, he placed a garland on each and every one of the devotees who were present. And you'll see tomorrow, it gets quite hot during Rath Yatra. Lord Chaitanya, in order to please his devotees, he anointed their bodies with sandalwood pulp to keep them cool. This is reciprocation. Lord Jagannath is serving his own devotees in the form of Lord Gauranga. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally organized the Sankirtan. He divided 7 groups, each with a lead dancer and a lead singer, and 6 singers to respond to the lead singer. Each group had 2 mridangas, many karatals, and so many other devotees dancing and singing. In the first group, he had Swarup Damodar Goswami leading the kirtan, and Sri Advaita Prabhu dancing. Second group, Srivas Thakur was the lead singer and Sri Nityananda Prabhu was the lead dancer. Third group, Mukunda Dutt was the lead singer and Haridas Thakur was the lead dancer. Third group, Govinda Ghosh, the brother of Vasudev Ghosh and Madhava Ghosh, was the lead singer, and Bakreshwar Pandit was the lead dancer. Then he took the residents of Shantipur to make another group, and Advaitacharya's foremost son, Achyutananda, was the lead dancer. The residents of Srikanda, they became a kirtan group. Narahari and his nephew, Raghunandan, were the lead dancers. And the residents of Kulinagram. Every year, Lord Chaitanya requested them to bring gigantic silk ropes for the chariot, because he saw that the ropes were always breaking. They formed a group for the kirtan. The lead dancers were Ramananda and Satyaraj Khan. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu organized
four of the kirtan parties to be in front of Jagannath's chariot, one on either side and one behind.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then came before Lord Jagannath and offered a prayer. Namo Brahmanya Devaya Go Brahmani Hitaya Chachakat Hitaya Krishnaya Govindaya Namo Namaha. Offering obeisances to Lord Krishna. Offering his life, his heart to Lord Krishna, whose name is Govinda, who shows special favor and affection to the Brahmins and to the cows. Why? Because it's compassion to all living beings. The Brahmins enlighten people in the science of pure devotional service. And the cows, who are so dear to Krishna in this spiritual world, he named his planet Goloka. His name is Govinda. Gopal. His favorite place is Govardhan. In honor of his love for the cows. And in this world, the cows are providing milk, the miracle foodstuff, ghee, for yajna. And then he offers several other prayers. Among them, he's opening the door for us to understand how to enter into Krishna's pastimes. Naham vipro nacham narapatir napi vaishya na shudra. Says, I am not a Brahmin, a Kshatriya, Vaishya, or a Shudra. I'm not a Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, Sannyas. His identity, he explains, the only designation that a devotee should actually take seriously. We have our roles, but our roles are always changing. But our eternal nature, Gopi Bhartur Patakamalayora Das 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 Anudas. Anu. The very, very humble, simple servant of the servant of the servant of the Lord of Gopis. And after chanting this beautiful prayer, kirtan, with 14 mridangas and thousands of voices began to resound and fill the entire universe with the loud chanting of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He began to dance. And a great miracle took place. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was simultaneously dancing in all the seven groups. And all the members of each of them were thinking, Lord Gauranga is only with us. The kirtan's going on and on and on, and he's not going anywhere else. He's only with us. They were so absorbed in seeing the beauty of Lord Gauranga's beautiful golden form chanting and dancing, they couldn't take their eyes off him. If they took their eyes, if he had their eyes off him, they may have looked over and saw that he was in the other group. But that was impossible. His form was totally irresistible. And everyone is thinking, we are so fortunate, we are so unqualified. Lord Chaitanya is encouraging us so much, he doesn't leave us. And Srila Prabhupada gives the analogy or the comparison that this was the identical lila of when Krishna was dancing with gopis during Ras Lila in Sri Vrindavan's forest. How he was dancing with each and every gopi. And each and every gopi was thinking, Krishna is only with me. He doesn't go anywhere else. And similarly, when he was living in Dwarka, all the 16,108 palaces of the queens, and each queen, every night, all night, was thinking, Krishna is only with me. Everyone else is there, but he only comes to be with me every night. Krishna's rasa vihari. He has the unlimited, inconceivable capacity to reciprocate with the love of his devotees. You see, Krishna's vibhu, we are anu. Krishna's the supreme, complete whole. We want to please somebody, we can't please somebody else. But for Krishna, in the spiritual world, there are unlimited living beings. This material existence, how many living entities are on this earth? Countless. How many living entities are in this universe? Beyond comprehension. This universe is one little speck. Lord Chaitanya compared it to one mustard seed in a massive barrel, ocean of mustard seeds. That's what our universe is. And Lord Chaitanya says, Brahma has four heads in our universe, and in some universes, according to the size, he has so many more. How many living entities are in creation? But within this entire cosmic manifestation, it's just a tiny little portion of the rebellious living entities who have forgotten their relationship with Krishna. But in this spiritual world of all the Vaikunthas and Goloka, unlimited living entities. And yet everyone is feeling personally Krishna's love. Every flower, every tree, every cow, every gopa, every gopi is feeling Krishna so intimately, personally, and thoroughly reciprocating with them. This is Krishna. He's the ultimate perfect lover. And his love is infinite. And all that infinite love, it's not divided in portions. All that intimate love can come for everyone. In this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dancing and nobody understood. But King Prataparudra, who was on the rooftop of his palace, was looking down with Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, and he could see it. He could see Mahaprabhu dancing in seven forms in all the various kirtan groups. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains, because Lord Chaitanya was so pleased that he took the menial consciousness of being the sweeper for Lord Jagannath and the devotees, Lord Chaitanya blessed him. And what were the two special mystical blessings he received? May I reveal the secret? First of all, you can hear it with your ears. You can memorize it with your mind. But you will not be able to understand it. Unless you totally receive the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Like Prataparudra did. As King Prataparudra was watching Lord Chaitanya dancing among all the devotees for the pleasure of Lord Jagannath, he could fully understand that Lord Jagannath and Lord Chaitanya were one and the same person, giving pleasure to each other. Lord Chaitanya is Srimati Radharani Bhav.
He's in the Bhav of Radharani. And she's dancing to give pleasure to Lord Jagannath. And Lord Jagannath is Krishna. And he's standing and smiling to give pleasure to Srimati Radharani.
As the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Chaitanya was revealing these truths to Prataparudra Maharaj.
But in the role of his devotee, he was rejecting King Prataparudra from being allowed to personally meet him.
And the second mystery is he could see how the same one Lord was perfectly reciprocating with every one of his devotees' love by being with all of them simultaneously. As Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dancing and the chariot was being pulled toward Gundicha, sometimes Lord Chaitanya would dance in one form and all the seven parties went in a big circle around him. They all gathered together. At such a time, because there were millions and millions of people and big crowds to protect Lord Chaitanya in his dancing, the devotees made three circles holding hands. First was Nityananda Prabhu with devotees making a circle holding hands. Second was Govinda Das and Kashishwar. And third was King Prataparudra and his ministers. And King Prataparudra was a little back, completely enthralled, trying to see Mahaprabhu dance. And he had his hands on his chief minister, Harichandan.
Meanwhile, Srivas Thakur was in the circle in front of him. And he was mesmerized by Lord Chaitanya's dancing. But he was blocking the vision of the king.
Harichandra very respectfully, gently touched Srivas to get his attention so he could move for the king. But Srivas, he was not cognizant of anything in this world. He was watching Mahaprabhu dance. So Harichandan was gradually becoming more assertive and more assertive, and he was pushing Srivas, and Srivas turned around and slapped him in the face. Now this is the chief minister of the entire kingdom getting slapped in the face by this little Brahmin. He was angry. He was about to chastise Srivas. And King Prataparudra stopped him. He said, "You are so fortunate. You have received the mercy of Srivas Thakur. When, oh when, will that day be mine when I will be so fortunate to be blessed by Srivas in such a way?" That was the nature of King Prataparudra's love. The Lord Chaitanya was so wonderful. At one point, the devotees were so mesmerized by his dancing that... Well, first let me describe the way he was dancing. He was in the mood of Sri Radha, bringing Krishna back to Vrindavan. After so many long years of separation, she's finally seeing Krishna in Kurukshetra, and she's bringing him back to Vrindavan, and he's actually coming, and she's dancing and dancing before him in the form of Lord Gauranga. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami just explains some of the details of that dance. His eyes, they were pouring tears like the river Ganges and Yamuna, pouring out like syringes. Water was literally, in the form of tears, soaking all the devotees all around him. They were bathed in the tears of the ecstasy of love of Lord Chaitanya.
his hairs. They were standing up straight, like the flower of a kadampa tree. His body was bumps were coming out of them in ecstasy, like the thorns of a shimuli tree. Sometimes he would jump very high. Sometimes he would roll on the ground and he looked like a golden mountain. Other times, his body would become as stiff as hard, dry wood. And the next moment, his body would become as soft as freshly churned butter. He would go in circles like a firebrand. Sometimes he would become so heavy that it seemed with every step the earth was tilting. And at other times he was as light as a feather and he was floating in the air and his devotees would pick him up and pass him to one another. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was exhibiting symptoms of ecstatic love for Krishna that the world has never seen and will never see. And everyone that saw the beautiful dance of Lord Chaitanya attained ecstatic love for Krishna. And all the people who were at the Ratha Yatra, they could all see his dancing. The pilgrims, the shopkeepers, the government officials, the devotees, the pujaris, the curious onlookers, everyone. It was like an inundation, a monsoon rain of ecstatic love of Krishna drowning everyone simply upon seeing Lord Gauranga's love. It was his mission. Krishna experiencing Sri Radha's love and drowning the ocean with that love. As the universe was being inundated by his loud chanting of the holy name. Time Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fell to the ground right in front of King Pratapa-rudra. The king tried to lift him up, and as soon as Lord Chaitanya came back to external consciousness and saw he was in the arms of the king, he jumped away and said, "How abominable! I have been contaminated by the touch of a materialistic person." Why did he do that? The king was mortified. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, "Actually, he's very pleased with you. He's just showing the world how we should not be trying to flatter material people for material purposes. But he will give his mercy to you." The procession continued. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then turned to Swarup Damodar Goswami. Because Swarup Damodar Goswami, being Lalita Sakhi in Sri Krishna's Braj Leela, he knew intimately the heart of Lord Chaitanya and exactly the nature of the feelings of his love. Lord Chaitanya told him, "Sing." And Swarup Damodar recited a verse. It went something like this: "I have now attained
once again the Lord of my life. In separation from, I have been burned by Cupid and withering away. When Lord Chaitanya heard that, he began to manifest his mood of Srimati Radharani as she met Krishna in Kurukshetra. The Srimad Bhagavatam and other holy scriptures describe how after long years of being away from Vrindavan, on the occasion of the solar eclipse, Krishna brought many of his queens, kings, armies to Kurukshetra to observe ritualistic ceremonies. And great, great kings from all different countries were assembling to be with Krishna in Kurukshetra. He invited the residents of Vrindavan. Krishna just came from Dwarka. There were thousands of royal elephants decorated with gold and silver and silks and ivories. There were horses and chariots. They had magnificent tents that were more opulent than king's palaces of today for their residences. And meanwhile, the Brijavasis come in from another direction with their little ox carts. When the residents of Vrindavan met the residents of Dwarka, Srimad Bhagavatam explains the beautiful intimacy of their love for each other. Then they met with Krishna. Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Mai, the elderly gopas and gopis, when even though Krishna and Balaram were majestic princes of Dwarka in all opulence, they just saw them as their little children. Yashoda Mai put Krishna on her lap and was embracing him and kissing him and crying and saying, "My Gopal, my Gopal." And Nanda Maharaj was doing the same. And meanwhile, the gopas, the cowherd boys, were watching Krishna as he was bowing down to his parents, being embraced by his parents, being blessed by Nanda and Yashoda. They were waiting in so much separation. And Krishna then came to the gopas. They started joking with him, embracing him, playing with him. And Krishna was reciprocating with them so beautifully. And after fully satisfying, to a certain degree, the gopas, then Krishna met with the gopis. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as he was dancing before Jagannath, he was in the mood of Sri Radharani as she was meeting Krishna in Kurukshetra. I am the same, you are the same Krishna, and I am the same Radharani, and these are the same moonlit nights, and we are again together, just like we were together at the beginning of our lives. But I long to bring you back to Vrindavan. Because here you're surrounded
by the rattling of massive chariots, the sounds of moving elephants and royal horses. I want to bring you back to that simple forest bank of the Yamuna, where there's only the sound of chirping birds and humming bees. Here you are dressed with golden plates of armor, a crown, and all sorts of royal clothing. I long to see you once again as a little cowherd boy with the Vajayantimala, with the little seeds. What is called? Kunjamala. With your hair decorated with a peacock feather and the wild Malati flowers of Sri Brajbhumi. There, here you are accompanied by warriors. There, your companion is your flute. I'm yearning to see you once again in your threefold bending form, playing the fifth note of your flute to call all of us to dance with you. It is said, Lord Chaitanya was praying, that the mind and the heart is one. But in the mood of Radha, he's explaining to Jagannath, but my mind and heart is none different than Vrindavan. So please, please, return to Vrindavan and place your feet, your lotus feet, once again there. You see, the residents of Vrindavan, the reason why they never left Vrindavan to come and live with Krishna in Dwarka is for Krishna's pleasure. Because the nature of love is there is no consideration of what I want. There's the only consideration of what will please Krishna. Because the Vrijavasis, they knew Krishna's heart so deeply because he was revealing his heart to them. They understood that nowhere else was Krishna so happy and so pleased as in the forests of Vrindavan. They only yearned for Krishna to return to Vrindavan because they knew that is where he is the most happy. They only remained in Vrindavan through those long years of separation because they knew that that's where they could best give pleasure to Krishna. They were giving infinitely greater happiness to Krishna, suffering and separation, than even the residents of Dwarka were in his company. Srimati Radharani expressed that you sent Uddhava with a message. And through him, you told us that we should meditate upon you. And if we meditate upon you, then you will always be with us. But this only caused us greater pain. We are not mystic yogis. We are not jnanis. We are gopis. We can't do this meditation. We want to serve you. Cannot you see that we are drowning in an ocean of separation from you, and we are being devoured by the gigantic Timangila fish of our ambition to serve you? Is it not amazing, Krishna, that you don't come back to Vrindavan? is it that you want to kill Nanda, Yashoda, and all of your friends by not returning? Or is it that you want to enliven us by coming back? Have you forgotten the love of your mother, the love of your father, the playful joking and friendship of your gopas? Have you forgotten the forests of Braj where you perform the Rasa Lila? The banks of the river Yamuna? The hill called Govardhan? Please restore our lives and return to Vrindavan. Srimati Radharani said, I do not care anything for my own happiness or unhappiness. I just want to see all your devotees happy and living again with you. Because she knew that is what gives Krishna the greatest happiness. And then Jagannath from his chariot was speaking to Lord Chaitanya in the role of Sri Radha. And he said, day and night I cry and cry and cry in separation from the residents of Vrindavan. How can I keep away from you? I know your love for me. I know that the nature of your love for me is so deep that you cannot live without me. Therefore, just to keep you alive, I pray to Lord Narayan. And by the magical, mystical powers of Narayan's mercy, every day I come to Vrindavan unseen to perform pastimes with you. And that is why you feel my presence at all time. And that is how I keep you alive. I'm only in Dwarka for the pleasure of the members of the Yadu dynasty. But my own pleasure is only with the residents of Vrindavan. How I long to be with you again. But I don't want Vrindavan being attacked by all these armies and military kings. I've already liberated Kamsa and so many others. There's just two or four left. After I liberate them, in just 10 or 20 days, I will come to Vrindavan once again, and we will be together. This is Rathayatra. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami revealed by Srila Prabhupada is explaining the ultimate rasas of the spiritual world being manifested in Rathayatra. And Srila Prabhupada explains through Nam Sankirtan, through developing this spirit of mood of the servant of the servant of the servant of the Lord and chanting the holy names in that spirit, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is inviting all of us into this loving exchange between Krishna and the residents of Sri Vrindavan Dham. Lord Jagannath concluded his appeal to Srimati Radharani by reciting one verse that Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita gave her infinite hope and confidence. That verse is that loving devotional service is the only way to attain me. And it is the only reason for my returning to you. The reason why this verse gave Radharani such happiness is because when Krishna disappeared during the Rasa Lila, when he appeared again, he spoke the same exact verse.
So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knew that Lord Chaitanya is coming back to Vrindavan.
And Ratha Yatra is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bringing Krishna to Vrindavan.
The Jagannath temple represents Kurukshetra, where Lord Krishna is in his Dwarka Leela with all Aishwarya or opulences. And the gopis bringing him, Balaram and Subhadra, to Gundicha,
which is non-different, identical to Sri Vrindavan Dham.
As Lord Chaitanya was dancing and singing with all the devotees, they were coming closer and closer to Vrindavan. Srila Prabhupada, in one lecture at a Ratha Yatra, he explained it in such a simple way. He said, Krishna's in our heart. And in one purport, Prabhupada is telling that through the Sankirtan movement, we can realize Krishna in our heart. And Krishna never takes a step out of Vrindavan. When we understand Krishna in our heart, when he reveals himself, our heart becomes Vrindavan. It becomes Gudicha. Ratha Yatra is the meditation of the devotees to bring Krishna back into our hearts, back into the center of our lives. That is the spirit of Sharanagati, or surrender. And that is the goal of the sublime benediction of Nam Sankirtan. They came to a place called Balagandhi. Their Jagannath chariot stops. And everyone in Puri gets to come and make personal offerings to Lord Jagannath.
Very special. King Prataparuja and his queens and his ministers, they brought hundreds and hundreds of offerings and put it in front of Jagannath's chariot. The pandas, the brahmins, they were bringing offerings, different brahmins, different people. There were tens and thousands of offerings in front of the chariots, behind the chariots, all around the chariots. A huge area was just offerings to Jagannath.
And during this time, Lord Chaitanya with his associates went into a garden to rest.
Because they were dancing, dancing, and dancing for so many hours, Lord Chaitanya laid down on a raised platform.
At that time, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Ramananda Rai, and the other devotees, they told King Prataparudra, take off your dress as a king and put on the simple dhoti and charter of a Vaishnav.
He dressed as a simple Vaishnav. Then they told him, now you go into the garden and massage Lord Chaitanya's lotus feet and legs. And while you're massaging him, chant the verses of the Gopi Gita, the songs of the gopis' feelings of separation for Krishna during the Rasa-lila time.
Now, just before, Lord Chaitanya was touched by the king, and he said he was totally abominable and contaminated. So the king had to have very, very deep faith in the words of the Vaishnavas.
He was going to go right up and start massaging Lord Chaitanya's feet. He's the supreme absolute truth.
But King Prataparuja had such faith.
He bowed down and took the dust of the feet of every devotee and received their blessings.
Then he went into the garden offered his Dandavat prostrations at the feet of Lord Gauranga. And then, with much love, the love of his heart was manifesting through his fingers as he pressed the feet of Lord Chaitanya. And from his mouth, he sang the song of the gopis, beginning Jayati Te Dekan. When Lord Chaitanya heard these prayers by his Leela Shakti, he appeared to not be aware that this was the king. He heard these beautiful prayers of the gopis' songs to Krishna, and Lord Chaitanya, with his eyes closed, laying there, he said, "Go on reciting, go on reciting, go on reciting." King Prataparuja continued. And then he came to that magnificent prayer. Tabakatam ritam tapachibanam. This prayer, it's glorifying that the description of the names and the qualities and the pastimes and the teachings of Krishna are so pure and transcendental that they liberate the hearts of whoever hears them of all anxiety and awakens love in our hearts. These prayers can inundate the entire, or these, the words of Krishna, the sounds of Krishna's names and pastimes can inundate the world with love of God. And those persons who relish them and who spread the whole the message of Krishna throughout the world, they are Purida Jana. They are the most munificent welfare servants. When he chanted that prayer, Lord Chaitanya became ecstatic. He leaped up and embraced King Prataparuja and said, "Buridajana, you are the most munificent. You are the most munificent." Then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself began again and again to recite this prayer. King Prataparuja was reciting this prayer. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was embracing him so tightly. He was bathing King Prataparuja's body with his tears. His limbs were trembling. King Prataparuja was weeping and weeping. His body was trembling. They were together in this way, completely immersed in love for each other. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, You have given me the most invaluable jewel of Krishna and Krishna Katha, and I have no possible way to repay you. All I have is my simple embrace." And the Lord embraced him again. Then the Lord asked, "Who are you? You have come to give me so much. Who are you?" You cannot lie to the absolute truth. If he said, "Actually, I'm King Prataparuja in disguise," he had to identify himself according to his eternal identity. He spoke who he really thought he was. Who he knew he was. "Lord Chaitanya, who are you?" And the king replied, "I am the servant of the servant of the servant of your servants. And my only ambition in life forever is to be the servant of the servant of the servant of your servants." Herein, Srila Prabhupada writes a beautiful commentary. He explains that the greatest personalities, when they are offered benedictions from the Lord, this is their only desire. When Narasimhadev offered Prahlad any benediction, Prahlad did not want anything material. He only prayed to be the servant of the servant of the Lord. When Kuvera, the treasurer of the demigods, offered Dhruva any benediction, his only wish was to be the servant of the servant of the servant of the Lord. And when Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu himself, during the Mahaprakash Leela, offered poor little banana leaf seller Kolavecha Sridhar any benedictions from all the material or spiritual worlds, the only request of Kolavecha Sridhar was to be the servant of the servant of the servant. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada tells, the greatest thing we could aspire for or pray for is to be the servant of the servant of the servant of Lord Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so pleased with King Prataparudra, he pretended to not know who he was. And then he showed King Prataparudra his divine opulences. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami does not describe in detail what that means. But obviously, like in the Mahaprakash, he revealed himself as Krishna, as to King Prataparudra. All of Maharaja's Prataparudra's innermost desires and aspirations were completely fulfilled. And all the devotees outside were watching. They were seeing Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, embracing him, bathing him, praising him, loving him, showing his eternal form to him. And this is one of the most important parts of the stories. All the devotees were praising the good fortune of King Prataparudra and were totally blissful. And herein Srila Prabhupada writes, this is the nature of a Vaishnava. A Vaishnava is so happy to see another devotee receiving the special mercy of the Lord. A Vaishnav is never envious. Common people, when they see someone getting the special mercy of the Lord, however it may come, they think, why him or her? Why not me? They become envious. And that envy clouds their vision and pollutes their intelligence. And instead of praising the good fortune of another, they criticize. They find fault. They blaspheme. They feel misery in their hearts to see someone getting the mercy of the Lord. But Srila Prabhupada explains, what pleases Krishna most is when we feel pleasure to see another being blessed by the Lord, Krishna. In this way, all the devotees, they were more happy to see King Prataparudra getting this mercy than if the Lord gave it to them directly. It is this heart, it is this consciousness that gives us entrance into Vrindavan. If we don't have this, we should identify that our tendency to criticize and to find fault, or this tendency of envy, which can justify itself in so many complicated ways,
This envy is a disease. It is an anarta. We should pray to overcome it. And how do we overcome it?
Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he visited Navadvip, Kolhapur, he was forgiving so many offenders. And one Brahmin came up to him and said, "With this mouth, I have offended so many Vaishnavas. But now I understand how sinful I am. What am I supposed to do?" And Lord Chaitanya, he gave a very simple instruction. But the mind is very complicated. It's hard to receive simple instructions. He said, if the mouth criticizes devotees, the mouth is drinking poison. It's poison to our spiritual life. It is poison to our propensity for pure devotional service. But if the same mouth chants Krishna's names and praises the Lord and praises the devotees, that is like nectar, and that will counteract whatever poison has ever been there in the past. So in this way, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told this Brahman, praise the glories of the Vaishnavas and loudly with all your heart chant the holy name. King Prataparudra offered his repeated dandavat pranams to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and then came out. And then he touched the feet of every devotee because he understood in the core of his heart that it wasn't about him. The mercy he received from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was exclusively based on the blessings he received from the Vaishnavas. He gave all credit to them. He honored with such gratitude the devotees. And how happy they were to see him. But then, in that spirit, all he wanted to do was serve. He went and started telling his ministers and his assistants, Kashi Mishra and all these others, let's serve Lord Chaitanya and all the devotees a glorious feast. Let's get all that hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of preparations that have been offered to Jagannath and bring them to the garden where Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is. And soon, literally thousands of bowls of prasadam, it covered a major, about a half of the garden was covered with prasadam. Big garden. And all the devotees began sitting in rows, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was so enthusiastic, with his own hand he began to serve the devotees. But as we explained many times during this yatra, his hand didn't hold less than what two or three or sometimes five people could eat. And the devotees were putting their hands over their plates, my Lord, they didn't say my Lord, because he didn't want to be accepted as the Lord. We will not take until you take. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, along with all of his devotees, were honoring the prasad arranged by Maharaj Prataparudra. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was inducing everyone to eat more and more, eat more, until they were filled up to their necks. And then after that, there was still prasad left. Lord Chaitanya invited the beggars to come and take prasad. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was personally organizing this. He had all the beggars lined up and the devotees were serving them prasad. And between every bite, the devotees as well as the beggars, between every bite when they weren't chewing, they were crying out, Krishna's holy name. As the beggars were honoring this delicious, opulent, wonderful prasad of Lord Jagannath,
Lord Chaitanya was inducing them, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. All the beggars raised their arms with all their heart, with all gratitude, immersed in ecstatic love of God, chanting, Hari Bol.
We should all become like those beggars. They realized their only qualification was causeless mercy. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees then went back to the procession.
And all the thousands and thousands of godas and others began to pull the ropes.
Didn't move. Jagannath's chariot would not move. How is this possible? There were no brakes. They were just wheels. Thousands of people pulling. It's not moving. What are they going to do? King Pratapa-Rudra. He understood. This is an emergency situation.
He brought the most powerful wrestlers of the whole kingdom to take the ropes. And they were pulling. Pulling.
And they, you know, usually wrestlers are kind of proud. So their pride was on the line. You could imagine how hard they were pulling.
With all of their might, their muscles were probably struggling and straining and snapping as they were pulling and pulling. They couldn't even move the wheels 1 millimeter.
So they were useless. So the wrestlers were brought away.
Then he brought teams of the most powerful male elephants and harnessed elephants to the chariot. Not just one, many, many, many elephants. And the elephant trainers on top, they were like poking the elephant, go, 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 and the elephants were...
What do elephants sound like? Everyone tried to make the sound of the elephants
struggling with all of their might, painfully trying to pull the chariot.
They sound like jackals. Try again, please. Anyways.
They were struggling. They were screaming with all their power.
They couldn't move the wheels a single millimeter. And Lord Chaitanya was just watching. And then he had all the elephants sent away. And he put the ropes in his own little devotee's hands. And then he went beyond the chariot. He went behind the chariot and pushed it with his head. And the chariot started moving. Jagannath was smiling as the chariot was moving forward. And the devotees, they weren't even pulling. They were just holding the ropes. Let me go back a little. During the Ratha Yatra, Lord Chaitanya, in the mood of Sri Radha, bringing Krishna to Vrindavan, wanted to make sure that Jagannath was not forgetting her or the residents of Vrindavan. As Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would dance, Jagannath would smile. Now, Jagannath's always smiling, at least to our eyes. But how he was smiling when Lord Chaitanya was dancing. You have to have premanjana turita bhakti vilochana. You have to have transcendental vision. Jagannath was just gazing upon Lord Chaitanya. Sometimes when he would dance, Jagannath, Subhadra, and Balaram would just stop their chariots to see the beautiful dance of Lord Gauranga.
as everyone in all of Puri was mesmerized seeing the dance of Lord Gauranga. And at other times, Lord Chaitanya would go behind Jagannath's chariot, and every time he did it, no matter how hard anybody pulled, Jagannath's chariot would not move. Because Sri Radharani wanted to see, is Jagannath remembering me? And then when he would come to the front dancing, Jagannath would move forward. From the Balagandhi, when Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu pushed Jagannath's chariot with his head, Jagannath moved forward. And they came to the gateway of Gundicha. And after wonderful, wonderful celebration, Balaram, Subhadramayi, and Sri Jagannath Swami were brought into the gardens of Vrindavan at the Gundicha Mandir. And they remained there for 9 days. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates, in the highest happiness, they celebrated Krishna's Vrindavan pastimes all day, every day. Sometimes they would be at the darshans constantly performing kirtan. They would bathe at Indrajumna Sarovar. They would have leelas in the different neighboring gardens like the Jagannath Vallabha. At night, Lord Chaitanya would sometimes sleep at the Ayutthaya garden just beside Gundicha. And throughout the day, Krishna was back home in Vrindavan. That was the spirit of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he shared this wonderful pastime with the whole world. We have come to Puri as humble beggars. A humble beggar feels that I have nothing. Queen Kunti, in one of her prayers, which Srila Prabhupada would so often cite, Janmaishwarya Shutashivya Edamana Madhakuma, that those who are endowed with beauty, physical beauty, high education, high birth, great riches, the tendency is to become proud, to think ourselves better than others. And that is the greatest disqualification for devotional service. Tvam akinchana gochara. Krishna is the property of the impoverished. What does that mean? I've seen sadhus who don't have anything, who live in caves and only wear burlap loincloths, who really think that everyone else is in Maya except them. What does that mean? They're not a kinchana. Of course, I've seen sadhus who really feel that they have nothing. Everything is Krishna's. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he had wife. He had 10 children. He had house in Puri. He had house in Navadvipa. And even the greatest sadhus the truly most genuinely renounced people in the world, like Gaurav Kishore Das Babaji, who was a Paramahamsa, personification of renunciation.
He would come for Bhaktivinoda's blessings. He would come to hear Bhaktivinoda Thakur speak on a regular basis because he was a Kinshana Gosha. King Prataparudra, a king with a palace, but he was a Kinshana Gosha because he understood nothing is mine. Trinarapi Sunichena Taro Ibaseshnava Amani Namana Dena Kirtaniya Sadahari. This is what it means to be a Kinshana Gosha. To feel oneself humble. To offer all respects to others and not demand or expect it for oneself. To be tolerant, to be forgiving. Nothing is mine. My property, my intelligence, my abilities, everything is Krishna's property. Everything is meant for Krishna's pleasure. Samsidhir Haritosha. Whether we're government officials, whether we're brahmacharis, whether we're grihastas. Grihetako vannetako sadahari poletako suke duke pulaunako badane harinam korore. Gai Gaura Madhu Sware. This is our Lord Gauranga's message. Be a grihastha. With husband, with wife, with occupation, with property, or be a brahmachari, or a sannyasi, or whatever you may be. But everything is for Krishna. My heart is for Krishna, my body, my mind, my words, my life is for Krishna. In this spirit, let us celebrate that Krishna has descended in His holy name to inundate our hearts and the whole world with His mercy. Here in Puri, Srila Bhakti Purushottam Swami Maharaj has given such a beautiful class. He's born in Puri, he's raised in Puri. I don't want to be sentimental, but I am. When he smiles, I kind of see Jagannath smiling. He was explaining the essence of all the dhams are fully manifesting here in Puri, and Lord Chaitanya revealed it. Dwarka is Aishwarya Dham, where the Lord, like in Vaikuntha, in Dwarka, the Lord is worshipped with great majesty. In Jagannath's temple, he is worshipped in that way. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, not only in Gundicha, but even in Jagannath's temple, he wasn't seeing Dwarkadish. Mahaprabhu, when he would stand beside the Garuda Stamba, he would see the threefold Tribhanga form of Lord Sri Krishna playing his flute, and he would sometimes fall unconscious. When he'd be wandering in the Jagannath Vallabha Gardens, he would hear Krishna's flute playing, and he would be running from tree to tree trying to find Krishna. And then he came to one beautiful tree. That tree is still there. And he had the darshan of Krishna smiling upon him, playing the fifth note of his flute. When Mahaprabhu was having kirtan all night long on the shore of the sea. During the night of Sarat Purnima, the full moon was rising out of the sea. He heard Krishna's flute calling him. He saw the sea transform into Yamuna, and he dove into the sea in the ecstasy of love. And when finally the devotees were searching for him all night long, all morning, and they found him in a fisherman's net, in such an ecstatic state that his bones were dislocated, his body was bleached white, they were horrified. And he was covered with sand. They all loudly were crying out the holy name of Krishna. And suddenly all his limbs came together and his beautiful golden complexion manifested. And he got up. And he asked, why have you taken me here? I was in Vrindavan. I had just been with Krishna and Sri Radha in the Rasa Leela. And Krishna entered into the Yamuna and was having sweet splashing sports with all the gopis. And they were splashing the nectar of their love upon each other and singing beautiful, beautiful songs. And I was there. And all of a sudden I heard this loud, uproarious sound. And you took me away from there. Why did you bring me here? And Swarup Damodar Goswami had to explain. When he saw the Chataparvat, a little sand dune, he saw Govardhan. Purushottam Kshetra is not different than Vrindavan, Madhurya Dham. Then Sri Navadvipa's Audarya Dham. It is Madhurya Dham, but not in an exclusive, confidential way where only the most qualified people could enter. Audarya Dham, Sri Navadvipa, is where Vrindavan is expanded to invite and include everyone who's willing to come. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did this through Nam Sankirtan. And here in Puri, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, day and night practically, he was having kirtan with his devotees. It is Audarya Dham. All the holy dhams are manifesting in Sri Jagannath Puri. And great Brijabasis like Gadadhar Pandit, who Srimati Radharani never even went to Vrindavan, as did Swarup Damodar. They are forever residing here in Sri Jagannath Puri. This is the glory of this place. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, at the last stages of his life, he came to Jagannath Puri. And he resided here for the last years of his life and ultimately came back to Calcutta for the closing pastime of his life. And similarly, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, his final leelas were here in Jagannath Puri, and from here he returned to Calcutta to give up his life. To reveal to us the importance of this holy place. Srila Prabhupada, he traveled the whole world. And his final pastime in Vrindavan. But in Srila Prabhupada's life, taking that order he received in 1922 from Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, who was born in Puri as his life and soul, he opened the doors to Vrindavan for the whole world. He opened the doors to Sri Namadweep Dham and the whole for the whole world. He opened the doors to Sri Jagannath Puri Dham. And that is why we are all here today. And that is our only qualification for celebrating Rath Yatra tomorrow. And that should be our meditation. But not only that, but by Srila Prabhupada's causeless mercy, he opened the doors to every home, to every city practically, and to every heart of every devotee to find Vrindavan, Navadvip, and Puri there. If we just take his contribution very seriously with grateful hearts, adopt the spirit of servant of the servant, and help him to spread the glories of the holy names everywhere according to our capacity. And as we are here in Puri, relishing the deep taste of Hari Katha, Hari Kirtan, Dham Darshan, Bhagavat Darshan, Jagannath Prasad, what is our purpose? Our purpose isn't to come here to enjoy, because we make very little advancement in that mood. Our purpose is to come to please Krishna, to please our gurus, to please Srila Prabhupada, to please the Vaishnavas. And nothing pleases the Lord more than, nothing pleases Prabhupada more than seeing us learning how to have loving exchanges with one another, dancing together as we chant. As a rehearsal for tomorrow's Rath Yatra, we will have a kirtan. So everyone, please sing very loudly, enthusiastically, and dance very gracefully. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki jai. Shri Baladeva Subhadramai Jagannath Swami ki jai. Shri Harinam Sankirtan ki jai. Ananti Koti Vaishnava Vrinda ki jai. Jai Jai Sri Radhe. Thank you very much.